This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Papa. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Darren. KCKJO. KFAETQKCKJO.
Thank you, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Papa.
KFAETQKCKJO. Darren, are you out there? Yeah, your audio was a little low, but I heard you out there. Have a good morning, KCKJO. I'll be out and about.
73, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango,
KELOS, statewide 1. KCKJO, statewide 1. Good morning, Dean.
Morning, Tom. Yeah, Darren was just testing if his radio would work at his place of employment, because he has a couple bread spots over by him, so he was just telling me over a message that it'll work in his work, but out in the parking lot it won't work.
Yeah, I heard him out there. His audio was a little low, so he might have to bring up his mic gain, but besides that, he sounded pretty good.
Yeah, most definitely. It wasn't obnoxiously low. I've heard some really quiet people out there. It wasn't horribly low. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I got to bring my mic gain up a little bit. Try to do that this week.
Well, on top of that, I think some of us struggle with coming up with a good mic gain and a good distance and direction of holding the radio. I think that's a struggle with mine, because sometimes I'm a little louder, sometimes I'm in the office, sometimes I talk straight into it, sometimes off on a slight angle across the mic. I'm very inconsistent, so I can understand where it can be tricky sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it can. Like I said, you know, I got my HD, and I sound better on my HD. I got my mobile, but I got it right down a little too far.
Are you on the mobile right now, or are you on the HD?
No, I'm on the mobile right now.
I don't really have anyone to compare it by, but per the standards, I usually only have this radio turned up halfway, and you sound pretty good. I mean, if someone hops in there and they're booming, then I know. But, right now you sound pretty good, but with the only contact, I've got my volume set, so...
Yeah, for digital, I try not to bark on it anymore. You know, like I said, my audio goes up, goes down, you know, depending on my, you know, the surrounding area kind of thing.
KELOXRID. When you refer to bark, I've heard you say that on numerous occasions. What do you mean when you say that?
KECAKJO. You have to bark.
Oh, okay. So just going higher in certain points of your... of your QSO back down to lower. Okay. I guess I don't even really notice, even if I have heard you do that before, I didn't even know there was a term for it.
Well, it's the best way to describe it. You know, like I said, because it's digital audio, and when my mic gain was up too much, then it would overmod, and it felt, you know, like a bark. So... when I do that, you know, so that's why I said I got to bring my audio up, my mic gain up just a little bit. I got it down around -20, but bringing it up to about 15, then I should be pretty stable. Because if you have too much gain, then you overmodulate and you bark on the radio, you squawk, you know, because it's so high, and then it gets kind of garbled because of the digitization or whatever that word is.
Fair enough. It's tricky because I'm noticing even with mic gain, every radio is different. Like this BTEC 6X2 Pro that I have, it's only set in levels from 1 to 8. It doesn't give me a dB option. But the radio I'm on now only gives me options from 1 to 4. And then my other Baofeng that I don't use anymore That one actually has a DU setting.
Yeah, the Motorola, I could go down, like I said, I think it's on a negative 19. If I have it at zero, then just like right now, you just parked a little, you know, just by a audio pitch in there. And even the mic being down keeps that from happening. It kind of stays level with your voice. And Wally has a good ear for it. That you know, yeah, you're not barking anymore. And that's basically what it means is when you get that high pitch on your audio.
Now that you've said something, I'm gonna have to. Now that you've said something, I'm gonna have to start listening for it now.
Yeah, it's just you know, just one like I said, my voice audio goes up, it goes down. I can adjust the audio of my voice depending on the surroundings, you know. Well, that's from being an announcer for, you know, 10-some-odd years.
Well, that's interesting. What did you used to announce?
Equestrian shows for high school and for our meet affair. So, you know, sometimes it's, you know, with the audio, I would bark over it. I was the loudest person there. And then I said they had to set, you know, a certain level fit on it. But I never peaked the meters. But everybody knew when I was on the air.
Okay, that makes sense. When we went back up to Richmond, I know you were talking about the family with the equestrian side of things. So I guess I probably should have figured.
Yep, I used to announce my daughter's high school horse shows, and I did a lot of horse shows. I did all the horse shows for our Maid of Fair for like 10 years.
Well, I mean, that's quite unique. I don't think I've talked to anybody who's done that, so that's definitely unique. K-E-O-X-R-I-D.
Yep, I did local, you know, I did regional, or I did divisional, which was out of Armada, and then I did a couple regional shows in Lansing, where I had 300 horses I had to announce for about 30 schools. And did that for quite a few years. And with Armada Fair, I mean, the mini shows, the regular horse shows, the 4-H horse shows, the draft shows, you know, and the breed shows, I did all that. But I got to jump out here. I got to go meet in with my coworker, and he pegged a deer with his work truck on Friday. So got to see what he wants to move out of his truck into mine and go from there. I'll talk to you in a bit. So let me turn your final KJO.
Sounds good. I'll be monitoring all day. 73-KE8-LAX, Danny Wrangler. ZRI, go ahead.
Yeah, we're leaving
KE8-ZRI, KE8-LAX. The only thing I caught out of that last transmission is that you're leaving.
Yeah, we're on the edge. Oh, we get on the same train. KE8-ZRI.
I copy that you're on the edge and that you will call out on the next repeater. Copy that. This is KE8LAX, clear and monitoring.
KE8WUO, statewide 1.
KEWUO, KE8LAX, what's up, Tom?
Not much. Just working and pretty much it, just working. Figured I'd throw out the call and say hi. Haven't been using the radio as much lately. Been a little head down and you know, into the work or whatever, but figured I'd take a minute to say hi and see how everybody's doing and go from there.
I think WRO, go ahead.
Nose to the grindstone, eh, John? Just want to let you guys know that, you know, we skipped that last meeting, so if we want a 4:30 Discord meeting with the boss, I presume both you guys might have a little something, so we can do that. Go ahead, Dean.
Fair enough. John, don't lie. You got tired of us. You got tired of us, so you just turned off the radio for a little while. I've got some. I know that we were rescheduling for next Monday for the in-person command. Yeah, I'm not sure. John, go ahead.
I definitely didn't get sick of you guys. I've just been, you know, with the holidays, the snowstorm, and all the work on my plate, I've been, you know, pretty focused on getting all that done. And I also had, hold on, let me close my door, had some developments at work here where I got another job offer, and I negotiated with my current job to stay, and so it's just kind of been a lot going on, and it's all good things. It's just a lot going on, so, but yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty happy with how things are going. The add-in is coming along quite well. I spent a lot of time this weekend working on the team's deployment, the add-in, and the emails. So, and Tim, I wouldn't be against the meeting today. I don't necessarily need one, but there are some things that we could bring up and talk about, but it's not hugely critical at this point just yet. I'm just kind of plugging away. Other than that, I'll send it back over to you, Tim.
Copy that, John. Sounds like that can be good news for you, but we can maybe talk a little bit more about that off the air, I suppose. But end of the year sometimes brings good things like that job-wise. I know it happened to my daughter last year, it did. So anyways, Dave and I spoke a little at the meeting, or not the meeting, but the breakfast we had. And so there's kind of two things going on at once here. We got the nonprofit meeting that will be coming up. And Dean, you're correct, it's postponed until the following weekend. So I believe that would be the 8th. And to be notified further on that venue for that. But that doesn't mean we don't have the ongoing things. And, you know, I think, and you know, for the holiday, of course, we missed the one Monday. But I think it would be good to go ahead and have a 4:30, you know, optional meeting for anyone who wants, command-wise, wants to attend. And, John, I guess you'd be the prime person. And then, Dean, you can get in there, too. But what we were going to do is keep it to 1 hour, no more than an hour. So if we do 4:30, 5:30, we're done. And if we're not done, we'll do it the next week, if that works for you guys. Over to Dean, NAWRO.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. And, John, I was just messing with you because I've talked to you while you were working and what have you. So I'm just messing around. But, yeah, we could do that. I don't have any complaints there. Also, is anyone planning on attending the anniversary for the Double Nickel?
So it wouldn't be the end of the, you know, wouldn't be the worst decision I've ever made, that's for sure. You know, I know John will be there, 88 will be. So I think it would be good. I know he runs on that repeater. And then I do the Warren cert on there too. So it would be good to put a face to the names and whatnot. But yeah, that meeting, I guess, tonight at 4:30 sounds like a good idea. Can touch base on everything. And there's, you know, I can really just update you guys with where we're at with everything and how I think it's coming along. There's one question that Dean kind of brought up yesterday that I'd like to, you know, get everybody else's opinion on. And otherwise, I think we're doing good, and I look forward to the meeting tonight. Over to you again, Tim.
That sounds good. It probably shouldn't let too many weeks go by without touching base, because there's a lot of moving parts here. So. And then, Dean, yeah, I know that John T. is going for the Double Nickel thing. I'm not going to go tonight. That was part of the reason why we rescheduled for the next week for, because there was a conflict with that. So other than that, I think that's all I got for you guys, and I'll see you at on the Discord then, 4:30-ish, command channel. And I appreciate it. I'll listen out to you guys, NAWRO.
That sounds good. And that's probably about all I got. I got to go pick up the kids from school, so I'll step to the side for a few minutes here, but I'll be monitoring. So 7-3s to the both of you, and John, I'll probably be clear on your final. I think Tim said he was stepping off. This is KELAX.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate the quick little QSO. It's nice catching up with you. We will talk again more tonight. And Tim, I'm hoping that, well, I guess I could do it, but I think somebody should do it. I don't know who. I don't really want to be the one to tell people what to do, but we should at least let people know that we're going to have a meeting on Discord tonight, so that if anyone else from the leadership team wants to join, they're more than welcome. And we definitely do need everyone's buy-in, and don't want to be blindsiding anybody. But I'll leave that up to you guys to decide, you know how that goes. But for now, this is KE8WUO, and I will be clear.
Yeah, I agree, John. I will coordinate with that, with Dave, so we'll take care of it. I appreciate it. NAWRO, I'll be clear as well. You guys have a good one.
KE8LAX, KE8LAX, KE8ZRI.
ZRI, glad.
Nothing heard. KE8LAX monitoring.
KE8ZRI, at the junction of M33 and I-75, heading south to home. 20 watts, mag mount antenna.
KE8ZRI, KE8LAX, got a good copy on you.
Hey, Dean, who do we talk to about getting the Mayo repeater fixed? That Mayo repeater was down as I passed it. I believe it was down if I had the right frequency in here. Do you know who we talked to about the MI5 repeaters?
I have no idea, but I would assume that Jeff, I believe, KVSWR, would have more insight on that. I don't know if it's permanently down or not.
Okay, SWR. Thank you very much. All right, KE8ZRI, we're monitoring and traveling home mobile. Thanks. 73s,
Brian. This is KE8LAX. Safe travels, and I will be monitoring.
KE8ZRI, southbound I-75, passing Pinconning Road, out.
KE8LAX, statewide 1. KE8LAX, statewide 1.
KFAS, W8EAP.
W8EAP from KFS, go ahead.
Yeah. That group list doesn't have your call as it's showing up, so that's kind of weird. But hear you loud and clear.
Interesting. Verify should be like 6,000 contacts. And
yeah, there's a fourth. I'm right there. So load from there, and then you upload from there, not from the main memory part. Sorry about that. There is a chance that maybe it switched back to talker alias. Maybe we both have talker alias on. Will that erase, will that override the data? I forget. Yeah, I don't know if I lost my HT, lost communication. Then my car over here, so I don't know. Maybe I lost not getting in.
Yeah, DMR is kind of hit and miss when you're mobile on an HT. Does better with, at least with the roof antenna. Or if you're stationary.
Is there a chance that maybe we accidentally are on Alias again? Maybe that's why it overrides the list. I don't know. I'll have to check the code plug again when I get home.
Yeah, if you were on Alias, I would see it on my screen. I wouldn't see your... I'm getting the database information from you, so... And if you're just seeing a number from me, that means I've got Alias turned off as well. So, yeah, just check when you get home. I should be in there, and you're in mine, so... I can help you work through it when you get home. So, anyways, I'm going to finish up some work stuff here. We've got a half an hour to go here, and I'll be done. So I will check... contact you on the other side. KFAS, so listen out.
All right, we'll catch you later, Dave. Thanks for the help, and I'll be waiting.
Hey, Bantline.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone there?
Yep.
Test.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. I heard you there.
Just troubleshooting. Can't figure it out. All right. W-A-T-A-P.
W-A-T-A-P. W-A-T-A-P. K-F-A-S.
I gotcha.
All right, I'm curious. Is my call sign... sorry. Is my ID showing up properly here?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's showing up on my other radio, too.
Yep. Okay, Eric, take a look again. Is my ID showing up on your display now? Or is it a random weird thing?
It's a number string starting in 16. Same on both radios.
Okay, and if my theory holds, I should be fine. My ID showing up properly now.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, so now you know it's not your radio. You're fine. For whatever reason... If I use my hotspot, it doesn't propagate my ID. And I'll go look at my... It's probably something in my hotspot if I turn it off. It might work fine. I don't know. I'll take a look. But now you know, mystery solved. It's not your radio.
K-E-A-L-A-X, comment.
Go ahead. Have you solved this before?
Yeah, a bunch of us had some problems with this in particular, and it is with the hotspot. Even with the settings correct, it shows up on our radios incorrect, but we've been told by some of the administrators of the system that it still populates across the network correct. That's just a weird ID that the system assigns. Nobody's really been able to tell why or how to make it correct. Some people it works, some people it doesn't, but it populates across the system correct.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, that happened to me. I remember I'm having deja vu because we had this conversation. I think Jeff was on here. SWR Jeff was on here, and he noticed the same thing. So, yeah. All right. Well, I mean, and we know what it is, and we thought Eric's radio there was broken. It's one of these DM32s, and they're pretty good radios, but he's been having some trouble. So, all right, I'm gonna go try something else. Maybe my open spot will work better. We'll try that. KFAS. Back to Dean, and then hand it over to Eric. I'll say 73 for now.
Yeah, sounds good. My hotspot does the same thing, and I got a bunch of complaints about it. So we kept trying to figure it out, and Jeff was the one that told me that it was populating correct over the C bridge. So, and as far as the DM32, I got the honors of actually testing one of those, and I actually really do like that radio. It's a pretty good radio.
Yeah, especially for $55 on Black Friday special.
Absolutely, you can't go wrong. And I was loaned the one that I was using, and so I had a couple of issues that with reloading the code plug it fixed them. But all in all, the battery life is phenomenal. It got into the repeater nice. There wasn't a whole lot of lag time on the PGT button. All in all, I really liked it. And actually, I ordered one as a backup. I have it programmed for the code plug, but it's just kind of sitting around as a backup just because it sounds good and it's just got good of a radio for being a cheap Chinese Motorola APX knockoff. K-E-A-L-A-X, back over to you.
Yeah, I have a few of these. I'm in a kind of a dead spot here. Hold on a second. Yeah, that's better. I was on a dead spot there. But, yeah, I have a RT3S and a DM1701, and I'm talking to you now on a MD9600 assistant. Where I'm at inside my house, I'm kind of in a dead spot, hit or miss. But, yeah, I like it so far.
Yeah, and actually, we were doing a test on Simplex DMR with that radio, and I live in New Haven, and one of our members was in Richmond, and we were able to do, and that's a nice little stretch for Simplex communications, and we were able to talk back and forth over Simplex. That really impressed me.
W-8-E-A-P. Yeah, did you use the factory antenna or the 771? Is it a long antenna or just the factory antenna?
I tested both, but I had better luck with the factory antenna with little that. Well, it looks just like the Motorola antenna. But, yeah, we tested with both, but I got better performance with the shorter antenna.
Yeah, I've noticed sometimes the factory antennas work as good or better than the 771 antenna on UHF. On VHF, though, the longer antenna wins out, obviously. But, yeah, I measured the power. It's about 9 watts on VHF and good 8 watts on UHF. So it's, I think it's almost 9.5 on VHF, rather. It's just under 10 watts, so it's not that far off. So it puts out some decent power. You know, 8 watts on UHF is pretty darn good.
K-E-A-L-A-X. Yeah, 100% agree, and especially out of an HT. I've found in my experience, HTs, they might advertise, you know, 8 or 10 watts, but and I believe that the M32 advertises 8 watts. But I find that the number usually that they give out is on the exaggerative side, if you will.
Well, I watched a few videos on YouTube, and they measure between 7 and 8.5, depending on UHF, depending on the watt meter, and some people, you know, were measuring with an antenna, which. But I'm using a Daiwa cross meter into a 50 watt dummy load, so it's pretty accurate. And yeah, I agree.
usually 8-watt radios are closer to 6 watts, you know, 5-watt radios are closer to 4. I mean, I have a lot of HTs, and they're always a little bit less than advertised, except for a couple. A couple are actually more, but, that, you know, as a rule, they're definitely usually less.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's typically my findings as well. But I'm gonna say 73 here. I'm about to my destination, and hopefully we catch you here on the air soon. This is KELAX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah. Okay. Before you go, I got one quick question. I heard that the Mayo repeater is back up on a different tower, though. They used to have a DMR on that tower. Do you know if there's DMR back up, or you know anything about that? The Mayo repeater.
So KEHZRI Brian, he just took a trip up there. He's got a place in Atlanta, and he should be in nice range of the Mayo repeater, and he could not get in. And I think he said that someone came back to him and said the Mayo repeater was still down. I don't know exactly. And I don't know if there's any plans for it or whatnot. But as of right now, he was not able to get into it.
Very good. Well, I know, supposedly I heard secondhand that the VHF part is back up. I mean, the original VHF, I don't know, whatever, 310 or something, whatever the VHF is working. I was wondering about the DMR side, because I live close enough, my cottage is close enough to get into the VHF part. It would be nice to get into the DMR up there. Okay. I know you had to run, so catch you later. WAEAP.
Yeah, he was trying to hook up to the DMR side of it, and he wasn't able to. So I would assume that means it's probably still down. But either way, 73, you have a good rest of your night, and we'll probably catch you out here soon. This is KELAX. Clear.
KF8ETQ saying goodbye. 73.
KELAX. Clear.
KF8S, W8EAP.
W8EAP, KF8S. Go ahead.
On this other end. Turn that down. Set on another antenna. Seem to be getting in pretty good. Not breaking up. I'm going to try another antenna. Okay, this is antenna 2. Not breaking up.
So there was one little drop. But for the most part, you got it.
Okay, back to this one. The other one gives me a red X every once in a while when I key up.
That's interesting. I should show you the roam feature. I've got all the locations in the radio there, and I split it up by zones in the state.
Yeah, I think you did. Okay, I'm going to try another antenna. I'll be right back with WAEAP.
KFAS.
KZKJO.
Was that KJO out there? WAEAP.
W-A-E-A-P. What's going on, Eric? I haven't heard your voice for a while. KJO?
Yeah, picked up a DM32 Black Friday sale. Was playing around with it.
Yeah, I picked up a DM1701 last week, a week prior to the holiday. And got that all programmed open, J77, with a little bit of help from 88RB John. Got that all set up, and I have an Ultra node set up at home for Pentagon 2 and Pentagon 6. Got that all running wild, too. And I had help with that from Wally, WABD. So I'm getting there.
Yeah.
1701 is a great radio for the price, too, especially with OpenGD. I got two walkie-talkies and a mobile. Got a DM1701, RT3S, and a MD9600. They all use the same code plug. Very convenient. Now, the DM32 doesn't do the OpenGD, but it's got a lot of stuff on it that the other radios don't have, so I thought it was a fantastic deal for $55.
Where at? On Amazon?
Yeah, they had a bunch of different ones ranging from 50 to 60. You know, for 60, you get three antennas and a push to, you know, and a speaker mic. They already have a million antennas and a million speaker mics, so I took the one that just had the 771 clone antenna. But, yeah, they had deals with two batteries, all kinds of stuff. You know, like I said, range from $55 to $60. Now for 65, I think, or I don't know, it's like $10 more, you can get the clear one, but I didn't want the clear one. That would ruin the whole effect of it looking like a Motorola.
Is that the other Baofeng HD for DMR? The one for like $60?
Yeah, $60, and you can get, like I said, three antennas and a speaker mic with it. Like a programming cable, too. But yeah. Yeah, that's the one that looks like the Motorola APX 8000 or something like that. It's actually a really nice radio. I'm surprised. I didn't expect much, but a lot better than I expected.
Yeah, I want to get another QIT MD9600 mobile. Program that with OpenGD77. Just got to wait for some additional greenbacks to come in.
Well, if you know somebody that wants a 25-amp power supply, because I got them, I think, for $270, but they come with a 20 or 25-amp power supply. So you can sell that for $75. That'll bring the radio down to 200 or less, I guess. But it was weird. It was like you get the power supply for $10 more.
What, with the MD9600 and come with a power supply for a little bit more?
Yeah, $10 more. And you get a 20 or 25-amp power supply. It's a nice one, too. I think it's got meters on it. It's not, like, just an on-off switch one. I gave it to somebody up north. I don't have it in front of me, but it had, I'm pretty sure it was adjustable, and it had 2 meters on the front of it, voltage and current. So it wasn't a really low-end one. It was a pretty nice one, if I remember.
Yeah, I got the power supply, you know, then I got a little NEC2 mobile base kind of thing. Just got to get another antenna for it. But since I got my All-Star Note, at least I'm, you know, I got that all working. So my internet goes out, but I got fiber internet, so that does pretty good.
Yeah, I got a power supply here, and I think we got two of them up north, so I'm all good with power supplies, too, but I never really seen the 9600 on sale by itself. It's always it's the same price that they throw in a power supply or something. But, yeah, great radio for the money, though. You said, you know, if you find somebody to buy the power supply off you, then it would bring the radio down to, like, $200. But, yep, yeah, I haven't been out here that much. There's been a lot of stuff going on right now in my life, so I haven't been really much on here.
Well, that's odd. I'm going to have to look.
Yeah, Jack got one. I believe Jack. Yeah, Jack has one. I have great audio. You've never heard anyone say that those have bad audio. Those have crystal clear, loud audio. They're adjustable, obviously, mic gain and auto gain. Yeah, I really like the 9600. The display's a little bit on the old side, you know. It's not a really fancy display on it or anything, but pretty decent. Tells you everything you need.
Oh, absolutely. I have one, but I want to get a second one. You know, my not with my coworker's truck. for GMRS. So I think I'm going to order another one or find one that's on sale somewhere.
WAPAP. Yeah, I think I got mine at R&L. This is about a year and a half ago. I think I got it at R&L. Might have been 2 years ago. Yeah, I can take a quick look. I got my computer here, so they still have them on sale. Well, radio's $259 for the radio itself, free shipping.
That's not bad. You back to work now?
Well, yeah, I've been back to work for months. Now I'm off work again. Okay, for $20 more, you get a 30-amp power supply with a meter, adjustable. What is it? 32-amp. Wow, it's a pretty nice one. 30 to 32 amps, adjustable, with Anderson power plugs on the front of it.
I'm going to check that out when I get home then.
And they sell the power supply for $100, so for $20 more, you get a $100 power supply that you could probably sell to somebody for $50 or $75 and offset the cost a little bit. But yeah, that's the best deal I've seen so far. Yep. I was back to work in, what was it, September? Let's see. Yeah, I was back to work beginning of September, and now I'm off again.
Oh, wonderful. I hope it's not too serious.
You're breaking up a little bit there. It must be on the fringe.
One more time on that part.
I said you're breaking up. I think you're on the fringe.
Yeah, I'm over here at Greenfield at 94, but I got a salesman calling me back. I'll get back with you in a minute or two. KKKKO.